Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Hello everybody. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. We are so glad that you are hanging out with us today. It is Friday across America, and we've got a great show for you today. By the way, here on the Todd Starnes radio program, we always recognize and honor our national holidays. And of course, in honor of Earth Day, we have a very special treat for you. We've gone out there and we have purchased the largest monster truck known to mankind. Actually, I think we rented it. And I believe we have our audio engineer, Kyle, who is behind the steering wheel right now of this monster truck. And Kyle, let's celebrate Earth Day, Todd Starnes show style. God bless America. I just saw a hole get blown in the ozone right here in Memphis, Tennessee. So anyway, we'll check in with audio engineer Kyle. Kyle, your job is to drive all over the city of Memphis, and we just want to see smoke coming out. It's going to be awesome today.
Even the interstate? You want to drive
on? The interstate.
Oh.
Interstate.
That can withstand bullets, I have a feeling.
By the way, we also went and bought a case of Aquanet hairspray. So if you will just hold the aerosol cans out of the windows of the monster truck. We want to do our part to celebrate the holiday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're very festive here at the Todd Starnes radio show. That's all I'm saying.
Always.
Look, 844-747-8868. So if you are in your truck and you want to rev your engines live on this radio program to commemorate Earth Day, we would love for you to do that. In the meantime, we've got some serious business at hand, and it is unpleasant business, and I'll just tell you that straight out. There's a problem brewing in the Republican Party, and we've got to talk about this, folks, because we have to address this. There is just too much at stake in this country for this to go unaddressed. So if you are to believe the leader of the House Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, then he is a fellow gun-toting, Bible-clinging, Bible-clinging, Trump deplorable. But in reality, Kevin McCarthy is, in fact, a closet never-Trump Republican. And the other day, there's a big dust-up over a brand-new book that's coming out, written by Jonathan Martin and one of his colleagues over at the New York Times, Alex Burns. And they alleged that Kevin McCarthy, behind the scenes, was having conversations with Liz Cheney about getting Donald Trump out of office. Now, all of this was taking place during the days surrounding the riots at the U.S. Capitol. Kevin McCarthy has adamantly denied having those conversations with Liz Cheney. Now, I will say more about Liz Cheney in just a moment. But Kevin McCarthy, not only did his staff release statements on yesterday, strongly denying this report, McCarthy himself went on social media and he said, this didn't happen. I never talked to Liz Cheney. I've always been a supporter of the president. This never happened. I never, ever, ever, ever called for Donald Trump to resign or leave office. But now we know that's not true. And it pains me. You folks, you know me. You know my heart on this program. It pains me to have to play audio from Rachel Maddow's television program. But Rachel Maddow was able to obtain a copy of an audio recording of the conversation that Kevin McCarthy had with Liz Cheney and other Republican leaders. Now, this is a little lengthy here, so we're going to play this, and I want you to hear what actually happened behind closed doors. Cut number one.
In a statement to the New York Times earlier today, a spokesman for Kevin McCarthy issued a flat denial that McCarthy ever said he would push Trump to resign. That spokesman said, quote, McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign. McCarthy never said he'd call Trump to say he should resign. To further clarify, you should also know that NBC News reached out to the congressman's office following that statement, specifically asking again and drilling down on the question of whether or not Mr. McCarthy said he would push President Trump to resign. His spokesman responded saying, quote, no, he did not. Leader McCarthy also issued a statement himself today saying in part, quote, the New York Times reporting on me is totally false and wrong. The problem with these denials from Mr. McCarthy and his office is that we have now obtained audio of that January 10th phone call that Leader McCarthy held with other top Republicans, in which he in fact said he's going to call Trump and tell him that he must resign. The authors of this new book, Jonathan Martin and Alexander Burns from the New York Times, they have shared that audio of this call with us so that we can share it with you tonight, so that you can know that when Kevin McCarthy denies that this happened, he is not telling the truth.
Oh, he's a liar.
Here it is.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning anything like that. I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
The discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, meaning the impeachment resolution will pass, and it would be my recommendation you should resign.
Okay, enough of her. I can't handle that much more, Rachel Maddow. All right, so there you have it. Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House Republicans, lied to you. He lied to me. He lied to every Republican, every conservative. He lied to every American. He's a liar. And I don't know, how do you come to terms with the fact that you cannot trust Republican leadership? Now, I will say this. What's really shocking here is that Liz Cheney actually has the moral high ground here. And that's what's shocking about all of this. Liz Cheney was saying publicly what she was saying privately. But that's not true for Kevin McCarthy. He was saying one thing to all of us, all of you MAGA folks, and then he was saying another thing behind closed doors. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out. Kevin McCarthy now says that, you know, there is reporting that he had a conversation with the president last night, President Trump, and everything's fine. And it may be fine. It may be. But I don't know how we can trust these people anymore. Somebody said, well, who did Liz Cheney leak this audio? No, my understanding is from my sources up in D.C., there are a lot of people, other people on this call. And my understanding, Liz Cheney did not leak this phone call. But now we know why they were so adamant that Kevin McCarthy testify in front of that January 6th committee. So again, this goes back to J.D. Vance. who's running for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, and now he says he is a convert. Just a few years ago, he was calling Trump American Hitler. He was calling all of you MAGA folks racist and idiots. He went on and on and on. I mean, there's an Atlantic piece that's just really damning about his views on the president and all of you folks, the listeners of this program. But now he says he's had a change of heart. He's running for the U.S. Senate, and he has embraced President Trump and all of you Make America Great Again people. I just don't believe these people. I sincerely don't believe they have a moral center. I mean, the idea that Kevin McCarthy could be out there, and by the way, the New York Times guys, they say they have more tapes. And you know what they're going to be? They're just going to be leaking one after the other. This is going to be a painful process for Republicans. And I want to explain how powerful. Grace, I want you to turn your microphone on. And I want you to explain to our audience. I want you to tell our audience. And again, we don't have an agenda. Well, we do have an agenda here. It's to make America great again. But we're not carrying water for anybody on this radio program. So I want you to, you know, I want you to tell our audience who you reached out to talk about this very shocking, scandalous story.
Yes, I pretty much went down the list of the House Freedom Caucus and just started contacting everyone, including Representative Scott Perry, Representative Jim Jordan, Debbie Lesko. The list goes on and on. I reached out to probably about 8 to 10 members at minimum and got either no's or no response.
So flat out no.
Yep.
And did we go back and ask the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus for a comment on this?
I did, and I haven't gotten a response yet.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we are.
Yeah.
That tells you something right there, folks. When even the most conservative members of Congress won't even come on this radio program to either defend or condemn. I mean, we want to find out what's going on.
You know, we're not coming at it from we want to attack you guys. We just want you to come on and, you know, have a chance to explain. And I understand schedules are crazy, but to have that many people in a row tell me no, 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 something's up.
Something is up. So if folks up in Congress, up on Capitol Hill, are not going to respond here, we want you to, the listeners of this radio program, because you've heard McCarthy's voice, you've heard Liz Cheney. Do you believe that Kevin McCarthy has disqualified himself from leadership in the House? 844-747-8868. Will you support the Republican Party if this guy is still the leader of the House? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
Pains me. You think I really want to play Rachel Madcow on my radio program? I'd rather listen to Chris Wallace over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thanks, Judge Joe Brown from Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, wait, we can't because they've canceled CNN Plus. CNN Plus is now minus. Jeez, Aloo. All these people are out of work. Wow, it couldn't have happened to a better network. 844-747-8868. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. No, there may be some sort of a legitimate reason why McCarthy said what he said. I don't think there is. The only person who has been consistent in her messaging, whether you agree with it or not, is Liz Cheney. What she says in private, she says in public. But the same cannot be said for Kevin McCarthy. And we have the audio tapes to prove it. All right, let's go to the phones here. Vince in Texas. Vince, what do you think about Kevin McCarthy?
I think he's a two-faced rhino. I don't understand why Trump gets played by rhinos so easily, why he's playing golf with Kevin McCarthy or with Lindsey Graham, or why he got totally swayed on his Supreme Court justice picks who come out to be rhinos. And I'm really mad about it. And I'm actually, you know, obviously I'm a staunch Trump supporter, and I moved from Folsom, California to Alvin, Texas. And I figure, like, why should we even bother voting for any Republicans? It's going to be the same crap, and Trump's going to continue getting played by these rhinos.
Well, and look, Trump may have a strategy here, Vince. I'm not sure that he's being played, but somebody is certainly in his ear, and that's what concerns me, and especially if it's a family member. And you and I both know, Vince, if you got a family member and they're giving you counsel and advice, you're going to listen to that family member. And Jared Kushner and Ivanka, you got it. You knew exactly where I was going with that. But yeah. But the question is Kevin McCarthy a leader? That's the question. Is he a leader?
He's a leader for the rhinos, and he's a leader. He's congruent with Liz Cheney, and it's just pathetic. We every 2 years we vote and, you know, get our hopes up, and it's the same crap. So, I mean, why bother even voting? I know the whole argument of, this is the choice of the lesser of the two evils. Bull crap. It's going to be the same stuff unless all the MAGA people get in there.
And that's why we as voters, we got to do our homework here, Vince. You just can't just vote for somebody simply because they have an R after their name. You've got to do your homework. And look, you may not agree with them on 85% or even 75%. Maybe that's it. 75% of we agree. You know what? There is give and take. There is compromise in politics. My issue here is we're not just compromising for the sake of compromise. We're surrendering everything.
Yes. I feel like we've already surrendered everything. And people are saying, oh, this is our last chance. I feel like it's already happened. So, I mean, it feels like the country's already been destroyed. I moved here from California. I'm not a Californian by birth. But years back, we had actually moved up to Idaho to get away from the California politics. My daughter was getting bullied up in Idaho for not being a lesbian at the age of 10 years old. The school she was going to, it turns out it was some kind of online thing run by Mark Zuckerberg. This is up in, where was it? Up close to McCall in Idaho, in New Meadows, Idaho. Yeah, the school, turns out Mark Zuckerberg is funding a whole bunch of schools across
the
country.
Okay, well, Vince, look, and I hear you. I don't want to get off target here, and we're kind of getting into the weeds, but I appreciate your call, and Vince is upset. He has seen what happens when Democrats control your country and your state, and he's seen that up close and personal. And there, you folks in California, it's going to be a miracle for you to undo the damage that the Democrats have done. They control literally everything. Everything in California. Let's go to Anna in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Anna, real quick, you got about a minute.
Okay, I don't believe it. That's it. I just don't believe that Kevin McCarthy would throw Trump under the bus. Having said that, he has a right to have a private conversation.
Oh, I think we lost Anna, but Anna seems to think that things were taken out of context. No, I mean, we've got the audio here. I mean, you heard it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Those are not doctored tapes. This is what was happening with Republican leadership behind closed doors. I want to know what else McCarthy said. And I'd like for him to come out and just explain it. Maybe there is a simple explanation for all of this. Maybe he realized the error of his ways and he's repented. Look, we believe in grace on this radio program. Hello, Grace Baker. Well, we also believe in capital G grace. Oh, that's Grace Baker, too. You guys know what I'm talking about. We believe in forgiveness and redemption. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about Healthy Cell. It's the next generation of dietary supplements. If you take supplements in pill form, then it's time to change. Why? Because studies show you don't absorb most of the nutrients in pill form, and they can be hard to swallow. That's why doctors and nutritionists created Healthy Cell. It's a great-tasting, ingestible gel with 165% more absorption than pills. It uses clinically proven, patent-pending, ingestible gel technology to deliver nutrients people can absorb and results they can measure, all in a pill-free experience you will love. Take a single great-tasting gel pack at home or on the go straight from the gel pack. You can mix it into drinks or blend it into a smoothie. Made in the USA, Healthy Cell's microgels contain no artificial sweeteners or colors, and it's designed to help with focus and recall, boosting your sleep and your immune system. Why take vitamins in pill form that haven't changed since the 1930s? Switch to Healthy Cell and fuel your brain and body with great-tasting, convenient nutrition. Visit HealthyCell.com. That's www.HealthyCell.com. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, it is a dangerous world out there. The Ukraine war, China threatening Taiwan, Iran closer to a nuclear bomb. Joe Biden cavorting about with an Easter bunny on the White House lawn. Grant Stinchfield, our good buddy over at Newsmax, has a big special all this week. Dangerous Joe looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield is talking to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. You got to watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 8 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time, including yours truly. I was number 20 million, by the way. Get Newsmax on all major cable and streaming platforms. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android. I made the switch to Newsmax, and you should too. Before we go to our guest, I want to go to Gail in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. So, Gail, you've got a thought about Kevin McCarthy.
Well, I am really disappointed, but that is the way that rhinos go with the wind. Whatever, you know, blows them around, it'll come around to one side or the other, depending on their popularity and what their goals are and what is his goal in his political life. Of course, it's Speaker, but I think past that is, does he have an eye on the big house, the white one? You know what I'm talking about? That is what concerns me, and he's trying to garnish support from both sides to get that.
Gail, it's an interesting thought, and clearly on this issue, we have the audio. We've got the tape. We can go to the tape to verify that this guy was playing both sides.
Yes, I've heard it, and it's really a disgrace. Because funny enough is, quickly, Democrats seem to stick together, but for some reason the Republicans can't, and I don't know what's wrong with that. You kick, you know, your self in the butt when you do this kind of action, and the Democrats kind of stick together, and I don't understand why Republicans can't.
You know what, Gail? That is a great question, and I think we're going to pose that question to our good friend Steve Gill. He is the host. Gail, thank you for your call. Steve Gill is the host of the Gill Report and an incredible political analyst. Steve, you heard Gail there in North Carolina. Why is it that the Republicans can't unify like the Democrats? Or do we want them to unify like the Democrats?
I think the big problem is that just because somebody has an R after that name doesn't mean they're a conservative. And we see that play out all the time. There are plenty of rhinos pretending to be conservatives to get elected, and then they get into office and they show their true rhino colors. I'm more disturbed about McCarthy apparently not learning some pretty basic lessons from Joe Biden, that you cannot deny what you say when it's on videotape or audio tape. So he's on tape saying these things that he's now trying to deny, which not only makes him a two-faced hypocrite, but a liar to boot.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by this, but what shocking is that Liz Cheney really does have the moral high ground here, Steve. She's always, she hates Trump. I get it, but at least she's consistent. I'd much rather have someone like that as opposed to somebody like Kevin McCarthy. And Steve, if you are Liz Cheney, now I understand why she's so angry, because she's got McCarthy in private agreeing with her, and then out in public, he's bashing her.
Yeah, and I think that this is not just the leader of the Republicans in the House that are playing both sides. You've got leader Mitch McConnell. And again, these are guys that if we retake the House and retake the Senate in there, they look like they're poised to do so. Do we see any real difference? Because McConnell is pledging $7 million into Alaska to try and help keep Lisa Murkowski, keep her job. This is the one who just voted for the pedophile-loving Supreme Court justice, has opposed Trump, has opposed conservative policies every step of the way. And yet you've got Mitch McConnell, who's supposedly going to become the new leader of the Senate if we pick up Senate seats, looking to keep her in the Senate. We've got, Mitt Romney and her and the other rhinos that even if you have a 51, 52 seat majority in the Senate, you don't have a majority because the rhinos will always vote for the Democrats. And on the House side, you see the same thing with the Liz Cheneys and the Kinzingers. You have to have a supermajority in order to have enough majority in the House and Senate these days to overcome the rhinos in your own party.
Oh, yeah. And see, look, you know this. You've been a longtime radio host. We have a lot of people trying to get on this program. And we do our best to accommodate. We always want the newsmakers. But we've been reaching out to those newsmakers all morning. And, Steve, not a single conservative leader wants to call on this program and either defend or condemn what Kevin McCarthy said on that tape.
Well, it really doesn't matter what the leadership are doing, because the voters, Republican voters, are seeing it for what it is. And that's why you're seeing primary challenges of these folks. That's why I think you are going to see Lisa Murkowski don't go down in flames. I think there is no way that Mitt Romney gets reelected in Utah. They're already trying to find ways to either impeach him or kick him off before his Senate term ends in 2024. And there's a great conservative attorney general out there, Attorney General Reyes, who I think would beat Mitt Romney like a drum if the election were held today or in 24. So these folks are dead man walking when it comes to their political futures. So whether the leadership recognizes that or not, the voters certainly are, and they're going to start putting their dollars where it matters, not with the Republican National Senate Committee, not with the Republican House Committee. They're going to be donating to individual candidates because they're realizing that the party doesn't protect conservative interests.
It's insane, Steve. We have an incredible opportunity to almost wipe out the Democrat Party up on Capitol Hill. That's how enraged American voters are, and it's as if we are determined to beat ourselves here.
And the key is that once the Democrats get completely dominated, even more than they are now, by the radical leftist extremists, they won't have a beachhead to come back with American voters. They're going to be a shrunk party that is shrunk both in terms of numbers and in terms of ideology. And they're not going to be able to appeal to those rural former Democrats, to those suburban moms that are more moderate. They're going to be so left-wing with the AOCs and the Ilhan Omars, they're not even going to have a beachhead to come back if we do things right between now and November.
And that's why we're having this conversation. I don't like having to play Rachel Maddow on this radio program. But I appreciate that at least somebody came out and shared that information, because we all know what goes on behind closed doors. But to have the leader of your party out there in the House of Representatives turning against the president. And my question is, what else is out there, and what else did they try to do to thwart President Trump's agenda?
Well, in the New York Times reporters who have this book coming out May 3rd, that have this first tape that they've released that, again, contradicts what McCarthy is now trying to say. Oh, I didn't say it. I'm sorry, brother. It's on tape. They've got other tapes that are apparently going to be even more damning of what McCarthy was saying behind the scenes. And we all know that Donald Trump does not suffer fools and traitors lightly. So McCarthy's comments are going to come back to hurt him. And you're going to see President Trump, who's out there trying to elect as many Republican House members as he can, I think weighing in on the speakership And I'd sure like to see a Jim Jordan or a real conservative at the speaker seat instead of McCarthy, who we can't trust.
No, I'm with you, and that was my next question. Who do you see if it's not going to be McCarthy? And I don't think it ought to be McCarthy. And honestly, Steve, the fact that he is still in his leadership position right now, after those tapes came out, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, the gutless wonders, unfortunately, in the Congress that are ducking and hiding today, both conservatives and moderates. I mean, they don't want to challenge the speaker because they don't want to get punished like we've seen him do to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others. So they are worried about him wielding power. Hey, guys, you know the best way to prevent that? Take away his power. Then he can't wield any punishment against those who actually stick to conservative values. And I like Jim Jordan. The problem is, and we saw it in the Senate when McConnell was the leader, even if you're the leader and you only have 51 or 52 Republicans, the Collinses, the Murkowskis, the Romneys, the others, you don't really have a majority. So they're limited as a speaker or majority leader as to what they do. We've got to elect more conservatives within the caucus in both the Senate and the House, and then get the majorities of actual conservatives where the rhinos can't constantly backstab and pull the rug out from under us. As Gail said, the Democrats stick together. Our problem is that we've got these rhinos that would rather side with the Democrats rather than side with the Republicans they claim to be a part of.
And on that note, we got a report out of Alaska where Sarah Palin is just fighting, man. Looks like the establishment Republicans in Alaska are already going to endorse somebody for that congressional seat. That was the late Dan Young seat. And then in Georgia, we've got today Marjorie Taylor Greene testifying, and she may not even be able to run for reelection.
Yeah, again, the efforts to stop and silence conservatives isn't just Twitter. It isn't just Facebook. It's the Republican Party in too many instances. And again, it's the squishes that are so afraid of those within our party that are speaking the truth that they'd rather get along with the Democrats, you know, go to the cocktail parties and everybody slap them on the back and say how nice they are until, of course, they're actually running for office. Look at John McCain. He was the Democrats' favorite Republican when he was the maverick and voting against Republican things. And then when he was the candidate, they skewered him as hard as they did anybody else. They are not our friends. They are not our allies. They are the enemies politically, and we need to recognize that every single day.
Well said. Steve Gill, where can people find you on the social media platforms?
Go to The Gill Report on Twitter and Steve Gill on Facebook and listen in locally on KWAM in Memphis.
All right. Well, and you do a great job every morning on KWAM, our flagship station. Tim Van Horn, the morning show host, and he does a great job as well. Steve, always appreciate your great insight. Have a great weekend, sir.
Keep it up, Todd. Have a great one.
All right. Steve Gill, everybody. Good man right there and great insight. Real quick, before we have to go to a break, let's squeeze in a call here. Bob, Cleveland, Georgia, hometown of Truett McConnell University. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Well, I'm sitting there, and, you know, you find it sad to watch all these people get voted into office, and then they put their hands on the Bible, and then they turn around and start lying out of both teeth. I mean, both sides of the mouth and stuff, you know?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, Bob. I think we need to send a delegation of preachers up there, and maybe they can get them on the straight and narrow again.
Yes, sir, you're so correct about that. Mm. You know, and I think all these, you know, George Soros DAs, we need to start sitting there and peacefully protest them, but they'll probably start putting, you know, FBI agents in there and causing another January 6th, but, you know.
Well, and Bob, thank you for that reminder. We haven't reminded people about that, but Bob, you did, because you are a great American patriot, sir. Folks, the question on the table, and it's been on the table for a long time now, exactly how many FBI agents were involved in January the 6th? How many FBI agents staged and planned what happened? And how is it that we still, even though we have video evidence, how is it we still don't have an arrest in the people who planted the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC headquarters? A lot of questions that the FBI does not want to answer, because I think ultimately we all know the answer to that question, and so does the FBI. All right, got to take a break here. This is, by the way, Open Line Fridays, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
Grace Baker, it's a hot day, a hot, humid day in the Mid-South.
Yep. Sticky.
It's already starting, getting a little sticky outside, but one of our great staff members just came in and poured me a Baptist martini over on the rocks, as they say.
It's one of those days. We all need one.
Oh, I tell you, I can hear the fizz.
You know, the psst when you open it.
Mm-mm-mm. Knocked the temperature down a couple of degrees in the process. So, all right, welcome back to the show, everybody. By the way, go Grizzlies!
I know, right? Came back from over 20 down last night. We were at a work event last night, and I checked the score. I was like, oh, they're down 20, and I just forgot about it. And I got home, and was like, what happened?
It's amazing. So go Grizzlies. Now they're off to, are they in Minnesota now?
Yeah, they've got one more in Minnesota, and then they'll come back to the 901.
So we could end up winning this part of the playoff.
This series.
And we play
the Golden State Warriors, probably.
Is that not
my favorite phrase they've done, but I'm going with it.
See, when I was in high school, I was a big New Orleans Saints fan. Back when we were the Aints. And then, because we never could win games.
That's hilarious.
But then it was the who dat. You know, who dat says they're going to beat them. Who dat? Who dat? That's a great slogan.
Yeah.
Who day? Come on. That's a ripoff.
Eh.
And then you've got Memphis, which is mem this.
Which is okay.
Mem this.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe some Memphians will help us out here.
Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of that, and we're going to go to the phones here in a second, we do want to say thank you to all of our great listeners. We had an incredible night at the DeSoto County Republican. It was the Reagan Dinner at the beautiful Lander Center in South Haven, Mississippi. President Trump did a rally there a while back. And we met so many of our great listeners. You guys were amazing, and the Republican Party honored me with their inaugural Ronald Reagan Award called the Spirit of Reagan Award, and it was just a fun night to be among patriots. And so I want to say thank you to all the folks who put that together, and thanks to all of the great listeners of the Todd Stern Show who came over to say hello. All right, speaking of local listeners, let's go to Jeff in West Memphis, Arkansas. Open Line Fridays, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Jeff, what do you want to talk about?
I had my grandsons out with me because we raised them, we homeschool them. And we were listening to the radio, and they was talking about Disney and the LGBTQ. And I said, I'm so thankful that my grandson overheard me. My 9-year-old grandson, Mike, overheard me say that I was so thankful that they were homeschooled. And he said, why is that? I said, well, because they're trying to teach the LGBTQ stuff to kindergarten, first and third grade, second, third grade. In Florida, and Disney's fighting, he says, and he goes, well, it's not hard to understand. If you're a boy, you have a pee-pee. If you're a girl, you don't. What's so hard to understand about this? That was coming from a 9-year-old.
Wow. So the 9-year-old didn't need any further instruction.
No.
Jeff, I think the lesson here is to homeschool your kids. I'm telling you, I think that's the only way to save America.
And take them to church.
and take them to church. Jeff, you, that's the winning formula right there. Well, God bless you. You sound like a great grandpa, and you keep things going straight over there in West Memphis, Arkansas. Folks, open line Fridays today, so that's the opportunity for you to call in and to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Write down our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We have some great guests coming up. Also, Fox News Channel hosts are now going after Chris Wallace after this CNN Plus debacle. We're going to play some great audio. And the former head honcho over at McDonald's says they need to be firing every single Disney executive. And we're going to explain what that's all about as well coming up. Hey, don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Pray for Ukraine. We have T-shirts available. We're doing our part to help these great girls in Blacksburg, Virginia, stand up for their coach on the lacrosse team. You can buy those shirts over at ToddStearns.com. We'll be right back, America.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it. American
ride. And hello, America. Good to have you with us on this Friday. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be. And we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Open Line Friday. You say, Todd, what does that mean? Well, it means, all you folks in Wichita, that you can call into the program today and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You might even try to stump the host. 844-747-8868. That is the telephone number in our beautiful Liberty University studios. That's 844-747-8868. Now, today is Earth Day, and we have decided to do something special. We don't normally do this. We don't normally allow Kyle, the audio engineer, to leave the building. And we don't want to get into that. You know, there's some HR issues there. No, I'm just kidding. We like Kyle to stay put because when something happens, we want to make sure our audio engineer is behind the scenes, ready to fix whatever is broken. But today is Earth Day, and we wanted to celebrate Earth Day. We're very festive around here. So we've got Kyle, the audio engineer, driving around Memphis, Tennessee right now in the Todd Starnes Show monster truck. And there we go. All right, he's revving those engines in honor of Earth Day. You know what we need? We need like a Dixie horn, like the Dukes of Hazzard had. Or that'll work, too. Now, Kyle's also, he's rolling down his window. We actually have a live, well, we don't have a live cam. But we're watching Kyle as he drives by. He's doing donuts now. Like everybody else on I-240. Kyle's rolling down the window, and we could not find Aquanet. Grace, I've got to correct. We were thinking we were going to have a case of Aquanet, but it's big, sexy hair. So that's all we could find.
That'll do.
And he was spraying the aerosol cans out the window in honor of Earth Day.
Is any of it spraying onto his hair? Is his hair standing like straight up?
Yeah,
now?
It's straight up. He's got a fine looking. Yeah, he's got a fine looking head of hair. That one. So who is also a family member? So there you go.
The things you do for family.
I got that as a gag gift, and I'm like, this is not a gag gift. This is good hairspray.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
And if you need a butane torch, you can just, you know, well, kids, don't try that at home.
Please, no.
That's all I'm saying.
Told me to.
No, Billy, this is not your homeschool art project. No.
We'll get uninvited from the homeschool events.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Randy wants to take us up on this one. Open Line Friday, listening to us on the great WDUN in Georgia. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, man, appreciate your show. You bring up some subjects that sometimes just get me so angry that by the time I get ready to talk about it, I got too much in my head. But this whole thing with Kevin McCarthy, it's typical American politics. It's, the rhino just putting it to you. I hope that Trump can sit back before he says anything and really, really think about how to play this out. I think that the guy's going to come back and say, Well, I might have had a conversation with it, but I didn't actually talk to him and tell him to do it. He, you know, if there's going to be some way, they'll figure out how to get out of it. Hey, I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I don't trust either party as far as I could throw them. That they truly do not represent the conservatives of America, nor do they represent really the independents of America. And we're left with just voting for who it is who harms us the least. Because they certainly don't help us. You know what I'm saying?
Randy, no, I get that. And I, in my last book, 2019, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, I went back and I told the story of how the culture conservatives, because Randy, you probably grew up in a family like mine. I grew up in North Mississippi, born in Memphis, grew up in North Mississippi. My dad was a conservative Democrat. He voted for Jimmy Carter because that was the first time that he could vote for a Southerner for the White House. That was the last time my dad ever voted for a Democrat. He became a Reagan Democrat and then he became a Republican. But my dad was a cultural conservative. He was pro-life. He pro-traditional marriage. And, you know, Randy, I think a lot of people that were a part of that moral majority back in the day, the moral majority that elected Ronald Reagan, those people are not welcome in the party. They are despised by the establishment types.
Yep, I agree. I mean, they know the cash cow that they have up there. It's called the American taxpayer. And they will just tell you one thing. Basically, you know, what it is that you want to hear, they figure out what that is. But then whenever they get up there and shut the door, they're all patting each other on the back, smoking their cigars, doing whatever. And I think they come out and they play the American public against each other. I haven't always been involved in politics or voting. But once I did kind of get involved and I could see the little bitty increments and adjustments that they do to our society and how it actually affects me, I get more and more involved. And Donald Trump was the first guy that when he spoke to me, I could tell that he was not establishment. I'll tell you, he wasn't even my third pick. He was way down at the bottom of the ticket. But what he was saying is what I wanted my top picks to say, but they didn't say it. You know, and he won the nomination. And when he got in there, he underpromised and overdelivered. I mean, it's just obvious. I can look at my bank account, my savings right now, and in a little bit over a year, I've lost 25%. Fuel is up. I'm almost paying double what it was for me to drive around town and offer my services to people. And now I'm looking at my grocery bills, and I'm actually saying, hey, kids, this is affecting us enough that where we may not travel out to the coast this year to try to enjoy a little bit of sunshine and some waves, you know, and it's, every That's time tough. The Republicans, you know what, when they've been in office and they've got all three branches under control, they get nothing done except to increase our deficit.
That's it. And again, going back to big tech, they had the opportunity when they controlled everything, House, Senate, White House, Paul Ryan, they could have done something to stop big tech from this attack on free speech, but they didn't want to do that. And the reason why, it's very simple. Many of those Republicans are getting campaign cash from big tech, and they don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to upset their bank accounts, and that's why they do it. And I get that, Randy. I understand there are going to be some issues where they do that, but they do it on everything, and that's a problem. Randy, I got to run. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Hey, I want to share some breaking news with you before we take a quick break here. This is coming in from Fox News Channel. They are reporting, and it's a horrible story. A Texas National Guard soldier has drowned. He was trying to rescue illegal aliens in a river along the state's border with Mexico. The Texas Department of Public Safety confirms that the incident happened at Eagle Pass, and they said a body has been recovered. That is all the information we have right now, and we're going to keep you updated on this story, but a terrible tragedy as a Texas National Guard soldier has drowned while trying to rescue illegals. 844-747-8868. This is Open Line Friday. This is the Todd Stern Show.
But here's the issue. When my 14-year-old or my 10-year-old ask for special privileges, they behave. And they don't expect those special privileges if they act like jerks. So Disney is learning that they are a guest in this state. We have given them special privileges that they're not entitled to for 55 years. And it's time for them to remember that we are not California, and they're a California company, and we're not interested in their California values here in the state.
I like that guy. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. That was the voice of State Representative Randy Fine of Florida. He was on Newsmax talking about Florida's decision to revoke Disney's self-governing privileges. And we understand Representative Fine is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm curious how that is going now. Has the governor, we know what the governor said he was going to do. Has he signed this legislation into law yet?
He has not, but we've sent him the bill, and I anticipate it won't happen very long from now.
So, Mr. Fine, there is some concern among critics of all of this that ultimately the decision would cost the taxpayers in Orlando tens of millions of dollars. So how do you respond to those concerns?
And this is like woke leftist nonsense. These people will say anything and do anything to try to get what they want. This bill would transfer the debt of Reedy Creek to these state and local governments. But it also transfers the revenues of Reedy Creek to the state and local governments. Remember, these are the same clowns that have racked up trillions of dollars in debt in our country. They're not very good at math.
Well, no, they're not. And they're not very good at pronouns either, to be perfectly honest with you. Lots of confusion out there on that, too.
That would be true.
What are you hearing from your constituents about Disney trying to play hardball here?
Look, they did not like the fact that Disney said they were going to leverage their special privileges in this state to try to overcome a bill that, A, didn't exist, and, B, Floridians overwhelmingly support. There are not a lot of voters, except for the radical left, that believe sexualizing five-year-olds is a good idea.
I think it was pretty brilliant on your part and on your fellow Republicans to stand up to Disney. And a lot of Republicans around the nation, when you've got Hollywood declaring war on you or these big corporations like Coca-Cola or whoever, there is a tendency to say, oh, well, you know what, we're sorry. We don't want to upset the apple cart here. But you guys have said, you know what, we're taking a stand. And if Disney doesn't like it, I guess they can go to Colorado.
What you see in Florida is unafraid conservative governance. And this isn't the first time. You know, when Airbnb announced that they were going to boycott Israel because they don't like Jews, we said, then you're not going to do business in Florida. And guess what? They backed down. In Florida, we're not afraid of the fight. You've got that in me, and you certainly got that in Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, I'm curious how Governor Santis is perceived there in Florida. We love him here in Tennessee, and we have listeners all over America, and they love this guy.
I think he's very popular here. I feel bad for the Democrats running against him. Look, I went to the largest fundraiser that we've ever had in the county that I live in, and it was the largest fundraiser we've ever had because it was packed with Democrats and independents who said, thank you for keeping my business alive. Thank you for keeping the state alive. People want fighters. That's what they want. And what they don't realize is we've been fighting the Democrats for decades. The problem is we were afraid to engage in that fight. We're not afraid anymore.
Good for you, sir. Well, look, appreciate you hopping on the show real quick. And you did a great segment on Newsmax. And thanks for fighting the good fight for moms and dads and kids.
Happy to do it. Happy to come back anytime.
All right. State Representative Randy Fine, a Republican out of Florida. And that's how you have to do it. When Hollywood wants to come after you, you go after them. Do not bow down. Look, these people in Hollywood, they don't know how to do anything. If it's not on a script or a teleprompter, they're clueless. So you take a stand. Don't bow down. As a matter of fact, former McDonald's CEO was on Fox, and he says, you know what? We've got to fire every single one of those Disney executives because they brought politics into the workplace.
I was able to take 20 weeks off, fully paid.
Amazon has a fantastic parental leave. And then when you return to work, they have a program called Ramp Back. It was really nice to only come back and work 20 hours a week because building structure in the beginning is so hard.
Amazon proudly offers up to 20 weeks of fully paid leave for hourly employees.
Spending that extra time with them just meant so much.
All right, folks,
so
let's stop that, and we'll try to get that audio worked out here a little bit later. My extreme apologies for that. It's Friday. These things happen. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Central Arkansas wants to weigh in on Steve McCarthy. Steve, or Kevin McCarthy. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, Todd. Let's look at, as far as Kevin McCarthy's ability to lead, let's kind of look at his history. He was Speaker of the House for 2 years from 17 to 19. What did the House accomplish in that 2 years? The whole 2 years was spent trying to impeach a Republican president, Donald Trump. I mean, what kind of Speaker of the House, what chances do you think we would have of getting Joe Biden impeached as long as Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House?
It's a great point, but Steve, let me jump in here first. No, just a second here. This is a fine point you're bringing up. The reality is, if you go back and listen to the audio, and we'll play it again later in the show. If you go back and listen to that conversation between Cheney and McCarthy, it was clear to me the Republicans were colluding with the Democrats to take down Trump. That's what was really going on behind the scenes.
That's my point exactly. They were doing the same thing when Trump got elected in 2017. He was leading the House and colluding to get rid of Donald Trump. What makes you think he's going to do different in 2020?
It's you know what, Steve? It is a fair point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Thanks for calling in today, Steve, and hope you're doing well out there in Central Arkansas. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, while all this is happening, you've got Joe Biden. They flew him out to Portland, Oregon late last night, and the president, while you were sleeping, trying to figure out, by the way, how to buy your groceries and your gas, President Biden was hobnobbing at one of these high-dollar fundraisers at the Portland Yacht Club, one of the few places that Antifa hasn't burned to the ground in Portland. No cameras allowed. However, there were some transcripts of the speech that were leaked to the media, and he attacked Florida Republicans for passing the parental rights and education law. He also used a profane reference to God, and I'm not going to repeat it here. I don't want to get hit by lightning, but this man has a filthy mouth. So anyway, Biden is just dismissing all of this legislation in Florida, and he says the Republicans are going after Mickey Mouse. But the profane reference to God is a little surprising. It's the sort of language you would not expect coming from a man who professes to be a practicing Catholic who says it's okay to kill unborn babies. Now, you know, the media, they want you to think here that Joe Biden is just this lovable uncle who blurts out the occasional bad word, sometimes gets a little overly touchy, invites the children to caress his leg hair, has a tiff with the local street tough named Corn Pop, likes to frolic about on the White House lawn with the Easter Bunny. But in reality, this guy is just a creepy old man who hates you Christians out there. He called you agents of intolerance, by the way. Did you know that? And he also called you the dregs of society. Oh, that's on audio and video. And we've got it over at ToddStearns.com. All right, got to take a break here, 844-747-8868. That's toll-free, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Getting some new intel from the Biden administration, they just released a transcript of a speech the president gave at a private residence in Portland. And I want to read this to you again. No audio, no video. So we just have a transcript. This is the president going after conservatives. This is not your father's Republican Party. This is a different deal. Not a joke, not a joke. And it's not just Trump. It's the MAGA crowd. It's all about things that have nothing to do with traditional conservative doctrine. I respect conservatives. There's nothing conservative about deciding you're going to throw Disney out of its present posture because Mickey Mouse. In fact, do you think we should... And again, you know how Biden talks. You can't make sense of this stuff. My apologies. In fact, do you think we should not be able to say, you know, gay? I mean, what's going on here? Well, that's a great question, Mr. President. What the hell is going on? And it's just so I don't believe it's who the vast majority of American people are. Now, we invited Jeff Katz on, our good friend from our great affiliate in Richmond, Virginia, WRVA, and we're going to talk about the story we asked him to talk about. But, Jeff, I want to get your reaction. The president going after the conservatives for standing up for parents and families.
Well, Todd, it's great to be here, and I got to tell you, the first thing when I hear anything that comes from Joe Biden, all I can think of is, Banna, could we buy a vowel? Because it's so flippin' disjointed, right? I mean, but I guess if we read between the lines, those of us who are conservatives sort of get the message, which is we're just supposed to sit down and shut up. And yeah. You and I both know, my friend, is that all across America, we're not sitting down and we're not shutting up, and we are pushing back. And the leftists, frankly, it just seems to me, have lost their mind. They've just gone absolutely off the deep end.
I have to read this line to you. This was an actual line from the speech. He was talking about Justice Jackson Brown. And this is horrible, Jeff Katz. Uh-oh. This is a quote from the president. Grace, cover your ears. You should see when I go into African-American communities, or especially young African-American women.
Okay.
This is a line from the president.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Well, all right.
God.
Paging Barry White, Luther Vandross. Wow. You can't make this up.
No. You know, if you put this into any of your best-selling books, your editor would come back and say, Todd, remember, you're doing nonfiction. You can't just make stuff up like that, right? I mean, it's
worse.
Crazy.
Worse, Jeff Katz. They're like, Starnes, what do you think this is, a Stacey Abrams novel? What's
is
going
she the
on
governor
here?
In that, or the president in her novels? I always forget.
Oh my word! Jeff Katz, crazy story out of Loudoun County, Virginia.
Yeah,
Freedom High School, and I want you to explain why an adult male dancer was wiggling his hindquarters in front of the young people at the high school.
Because it's Loudoun County, Virginia, and it's a day that ends in Y, probably, because there is such insanity there. But I'm happy to tell you that there is a growing segment of the population in Virginia, and that includes Loudoun County, which is pretty far left, where parents are just upset with this nonsense. And I never quite got the anti-bullying dance troupe, but okay. But then when this guy is linked up to his Instagram page with, shall we say, provocative photos, again, it's just completely inappropriate. And, you know, it's almost like that great state representative you were just talking to from Florida. Look, we the parents would like the schools to mind their own doggone business. You don't need to sexualize our children. You don't need to expose them to this sort of nonsense. And the more you do it, the more we're going to push back.
Yeah, so this guy is a part of a dance troupe, and they go around to all these schools, and the district says nothing inappropriate happened, so he wasn't twerking on anybody during the school presentation. But this is the controversy. The the parents say, well, the guy invited the kids to follow him on Instagram, which they did. The school said, well, that didn't happen. But when the kids went on the guy's social media page, it turns out that he is not a fan of wearing clothing. And right. And there were some very provocative photos, and the parents are like, what the heck? And then the school district says, oh, we didn't check his social media pages.
Well, why would you? Why would you do any checks on anybody coming in to be amongst the school children, right? That seems that's so old-fashioned, Todd. Come on, you know, that's not what they do. And frankly, it is why so many parents here in Virginia are so active. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about Loudoun County. As much as they keep going over the edge, as far as they keep going in frankly, mistreating children and insulting parents, it's just inspiring more and more parents down here to take a stand.
I mean, look, I understand the whole, you know, we got to talk to the kids, don't bully, you know, don't pull right. on somebody's hair, you know, don't push them on the playground. But was there not anybody out there who wears pants that could do that? That's what I just want to know.
I would certainly think that you'd have, oh, I don't know, a school teacher wearing some sort of clothing, somebody from the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. I've seen those guys. They've got beautiful uniforms, and they always keep them on.
Well, that's good, unless they're, you know, well, then, but you've all, I mean, we've all seen the, you know, the bridal showers, you know, where they get the, you know, the police officer with the baton and music starts, Luther Vandross again, and there you go.
It is Friday for you and for me, isn't it? Huh?
We're right smack in the middle of a cheap Stacey Abrams romance novel. Jeff Katz on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I have completely lost control of this show today.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff, I'm curious. I know you haven't done your show yet, so you're going to be your show launches at, what, about 3 o'clock Eastern? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
3
yes,
o'clock
3
Eastern.
3 o'clock Eastern, on yes,
on WRVA, and you can listen to it online. Many different ways for you to listen to his great show. Jeff, our listeners are pretty fired up and very upset over this recording between Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney. You guys going to be talking about that today?
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Look, I will tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, I've never been a big Kevin McCarthy fan one way or the other. He's just never struck me as the best of the best. I think there were a couple of days after this whole January 6th thing where there were a lot of people saying a lot of things, but at this point, this is all the Democrats have. You know this. The economy is tanked thanks to Joe Biden. People are miserable. They can't figure out how to pay their bills. They can't afford to put gas in their cars or their trucks. And this is all they've got. And I always consider the source on these things. It's the New York Times. And Lord knows the last person there who even can spell journalism left a long time ago. I think they all went to CNN Plus. And you know, I just think that we as Republicans, many of us, conservatives, all of us, have to look at these midterms, stay focused. I would dare say don't get into the nonsense with these people.
Yeah, I'm with you. And do your homework. You know, that's very important. You got to just do your homework. By the way, Jeff, I know it is Earth Day, and I know that, you know, here at our program, we are very festive. We celebrate all the major holidays. We've been sending our audio engineer out in the Todd Starnes Show monster truck. He just pulled back up into the parking lot. Jeff, hold on, let's can we take the microphone downstairs and let's listen? There we go. Jeff, I don't know if you can hear this. There we go. Happy Earth Day.
Beautiful.
And it's hard to hear over the revving engine, but he's got a big can of the big sexy hairspray.
I heard that they were out of Aquanet. Yes.
Yeah.
So this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Todd, I want you to know we're trying to do our part here in Central Virginia, and so Heidi and I are planning to grill steaks when I get off the air at 6 o'clock Eastern. But just in our small way of saying Happy Earth Day, I fired up the grill now so it can warm up, you know, just for a few extra hours, and I put some extra coal on there because why not?
Well, you're a great American patriot, and after the show, we're going to take we have huge tubs of Hormel chili, and we're going to go and feed it to the bison over at Shelby Farms. So that, just as an explosive end to the holiday, if you will. All right.
I don't even know what to say except God bless you, man. I love it.
The great American patriot and griller, Jeff Katz, ladies and gentlemen, WRPA. Jeff, have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same, Todd. Thank you, sir.
Oh, my word. I'm not sure what just happened there. But he is a great guy, and his radio show is incredible. Hey, folks, coming up next Saturday here in Memphis, Tennessee, we are inviting conservatives from all over America to join us for a massive one-day culture engagement summit. And we have some incredible speakers, some powerful workshops, and it's really hands-on stuff, ways that you can get involved in your local communities so you're going to be able to take knowledge and bring it back home with you and take back your communities, whether it's City Hall, whether it's a school board, whether it's inside your church organization, just some incredible stuff. The Culture Engagement Summit, the keynote speakers, Mark Meadows, Robert Jeffress, Ryan Helfenbein, you hear them all the time on the program, Senator Marsha Blackburn, and myself, just among some of the speakers and leaders of these workshops. And the great news is this conference, absolutely free for listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. We're going to cover the tab here. All you need to do when you register at citizensforamericafoundation.com is to use our special code, SPRING2022. That's SPRING2022. You're going to not only be able to meet me, Grace Baker will be there. We're going to have a great time, and we would love to see you at the Culture Engagement Summit April 30th. If you want information, you can also go to our live show blog. All right, folks, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I've got to tell you about our great friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are mobilizing freedom all over America, and they've got some great, great specials just for our listeners. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And you hear me talk about them a lot on this radio show. For one thing, they're a sponsor of our program, and they also sponsor our Newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile has just incredible nationwide coverage, and they use the same towers the other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veteran and first responder heroes. And they make it super easy to switch over. Go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call. Their U.S.-based customer service team waiting right now to answer your questions at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, listen up. Got to use my first name, Todd, as the promo code. When you do, they're going to throw in an additional discount, and they're going to give you free premier activation at PatriotMobile.com. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number here on Open Line Friday. And we'll be going to a lot of your calls in the next hour of the show. I do want to go to this survey that's from the New York Post, a Morning Consult Politico survey of registered voters. And they asked Americans a question. Have you figured out who you're going to be voting for in the midterm elections? Now, according to this survey, the Politico Morning Consult poll found that if the midterm elections were held today, 43% would back a Democrat for Congress, 42% would support a Republican, and 16% said they don't know. Republicans have an advantage over Democrats among men, 45% to 39%, and white voters, 50% to 38%. That's according to the survey. Roughly 1 in 6 Americans have yet to make up their minds about the midterm elections. Are you guys believing this? Do you really believe that Americans have not made up their minds about the midterms? Democrats led on women's issues, 69% to 10%. Okay, who are they polling here? Was this done in Berkeley, California? Was this done in a town that has mostly transgender population? Democrats also led on health care issues, 64% to 19%. Energy, 62%. They're the ones responsible for the rise in gas prices. and Medicare, Social Security, 55% to 32%. This is according to the New York Post, and they're reporting on this survey. 2,005 registered voters. They did the survey between April 15th and the 17th, and I don't believe it. If you haven't made up your mind now what you're going to do in the midterm elections, there's something very, very wrong with you. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up in the next hour of the program, we're going to be talking to a guy who's running for the U.S. Senate from Arkansas, Jake Bickett. He played for the New England Patriots and the Arkansas Razorbacks, and he wants to be the next United States Senator from Arkansas. We're going to get him to weigh in on this Kevin McCarthy story as well. I'm very curious to get his thoughts on that. Also, we're going to be weighing in on the Tucker Carlson and Chris Wallace brouhaha. Tucker Carlson is very happy that Chris Wallace lost his job over at CNN, the most profane name in news. Cut number 7, please.
So we're mourning, as we told you a moment ago tonight, the involuntary retirement of Mike Wallace's son. Hoo-hoo. No more lectures on TV.
No. That did not sound genuine, Grace Baker. I didn't detect
Boo-hoo.
Much sympathy. Boo-hoo.
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 Sound like an owl.
Boo-hoo. You know who's next on the chopping block?
Brian Stelter.
That little dwarf king.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be the jester before it's all over with. I mean, hundreds of people lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? A lot of those people, I guarantee you, quit perfectly good jobs at other networks to take a job at CNN.
Yeah, well, I question their life decisions if they did that. I'm
sorry.
Why
would you do that? I mean,
I don't know.
Somebody asked me. I got a call a couple of months ago, and this person said, "Hey, we could get you on CNN as a conservative pundit. Would you want to go on CNN?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think so."
Because you'd have to work with all the others.
Yeah, there aren't that. Yeah, and yeah. I mean, and the problem, you know, at least at Fox News, we were very friendly to the liberals that came on the programs.
But I bet they're not very friendly.
No, they're not. It's like a hateful thing, and they make you feel like you're not wanted. At Fox, we were, even old Donna Brazile. You see, I'm a cordial guy. You know, went over and talked to her about New Orleans. You know, she cooks a gumbo. She's apparently got a great gumbo recipe. Or jambalaya recipe. I forget which one. And so we sat around and we talked about that.
Yeah, I'll say you're pretty cordial if you've had, you know, your morning coffee.
Well, the second cup.
Second true.
Cup. And it's got to be community coffee. Otherwise, it's kind of hit or miss.
Starbucks for you.
No. Bite your tongue. All right, folks. I got to take a break here. Open Line Friday. Your call's coming up next. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you. You know, I was just reading a Twitter message. This is very interesting. So a lot of our friends out there in the conservative world, Harmeet Dillon, Donald Trump Jr., a lot of these folks have declared war on our great state of Tennessee. And there's a lot of people very upset about what's happening here in a congressional race that has now gone national. It's been nationalized. So I just, you know, all right, here we go. We're going to get into this. I want to share this with you. So there are about 15 or 16 Republicans who want to run for Congress in the Nashville area, the suburban Nashville area. And about 15 or 16, three of those were disqualified from the ballot. One of them happened to be the Make America Great Again candidate, a guy by the name of Robbie Starbuck. The other happened to be the candidate endorsed by Donald Trump, a woman who hates Donald Trump, a woman who has said horrible things about Donald Trump, a woman who was married by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, I don't know if you're a conservative, and let me ask you this, Grace Baker, you're still somewhat a newlywed. How long have you been married now?
Ooh, coming up on a year and a half.
A year and a half. So when you were getting married to Mr. Call Screener,
yes,
Mr. Producer, did you consider, you know what, wouldn't it be cool if we got like Ruth Bader Ginsburg to do our wedding?
Didn't even cross my mind.
Not at all.
Not at all.
So how did you go about picking the person that was going to betroth you?
Well, Mr. Call Screener has a relative who is a pastor, so we hired him to do it.
Exactly. So you would hire someone that you know, someone that has a connection to the family.
Correct.
Someone who is, in fact, maybe someone who shares your values.
Correct.
So if you're, let's say you're a Lutheran, and I'm not saying you're a Lutheran, but if you're a Lutheran, more than likely you would not want a Muslim imam to marry you.
Exactly.
Right? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that you're a Lutheran. You would want a Lutheran or a Protestant pastor to
exactly.
All right, So I'm trying to figure out why Ruth Bader Ginsburg was invited to perform the wedding of Morgan Ortegas.
That is super strange.
It's just weird.
It is very weird.
And I don't know, and she actually worked in the Trump administration, and she's a never Trumper. And I'm sure it's all these people that the president is endorsing, and it's hard because we're out there defending the president, and this is where I'm at on all of this. We're out there every single day fighting tooth and nail, defending the president against the very people that he's endorsing.
Yeah. Oh, Todd, they've been magically converted.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. Some of them probably, but some of them no. And with the way things are going, you don't know who to trust. And to me, I support President Trump, but I have been really questioning his judgment on who he's trusting to help him make these picks. And that's one of my biggest issues from his last presidency. It's like, if you haven't learned to pick better advisors, he's going to be in trouble.
I just don't get it. And then when you talk to these people and you call them out on their previous positions on Donald Trump, they start squirming and sweating and getting short. It's almost like a sidewalk whore at a Friday night revival church meeting. You get nervous.
you
know what I'm talking
there.
About?
Or a vegan in a meat market.
So anyway, Beth Harwell is one of the lawmakers who's going to be running. She's very well known in the Republican Party, the conservative circles. And she posted a thing on Twitter. And she says, I love teaching Stewart's High School AP history class about our Tennessee government and Constitution. Bright students with great questions. So it's just standard. She's out there and she's talking to these students and teaching them about government. So Don Trump Jr. just retweeted her and said, this Tennessee swamp creature was endorsed by a guy who spent the last week praising Hitler and making anti-Semitic comments about my sister. She hasn't condemned his comments. I'm thinking maybe she shouldn't be teaching kids about history or serving in Congress. Okay, I don't know what he's talking about there, but I haven't heard. I mean, if Beth Harwell is out there making anti-Semitic comments, then she needs to be condemned. But if not, but you see what's happening here, Grace? If you do not go along with everything, they will destroy you.
Exactly. They have no mercy.
And this is coming from our own side.
Which is even more frustrating.
So, I'm not willing to forgive. I've been through this. I've been down this road far too many times. You watch what's going to happen with Kevin McCarthy. They're going to come out, conservatives. And that's why they don't want to come on this radio program or any other radio program, because they're getting their talking points.
Oh, yeah. They're waiting for the dust to settle.
They haven't got the talking points yet.
No.
That's why they're not coming out here and talking about it. But these same people are going to be out there, and they're going to be defending Kevin McCarthy for turning his back on President Trump.
Yep. I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah, exactly. But I've got a problem with any political organization. And I just wrote this on Twitter. I'll read what I wrote on Twitter. We're moving into a stage where movements are telling their followers to move to states so they can push aside rock-solid conservatives, falsely accuse them of being rhinos, so they can run for Congress.
Mic drop.
And that's not going to play well in Tennessee. I don't think that is going to play well in Tennessee.
No.
Will it play well in places like Maine? I mean, let's just talk frankly for a moment. Let's just say that you've got a great. I met your Tennessee or your the chair of the Maine Republican Party. She was in Memphis last week, and we had a great conversation. Well, let's just say you've got a great conservative congressperson up in Maine, and they were born and raised in Portland and just good, decent people. And all of a sudden, you've got somebody showing up from California that decides, I'm going to run because you people aren't MAGA enough. And that's the whole thing. They're moving into these states, so they're telling the locals, you people aren't smart enough, you people aren't conservative enough, you people, you know what? That's a load of hooey. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to say that the conservatives in Tennessee are a heck of a lot more conservative than the folks in places like California.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that for sure.
And I can pretty much guarantee that not a single conservative worth their salt in Tennessee would want to be married by Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I don't think that would be their choice.
Well, yes, and I know they can't because she's dead. God rest her soul. But I'm just telling you, if she were alive, I don't think that would happen.
No, I don't think she would make the short list.
Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong here in the Liberty University studios, as beautiful as they may be.
You're very rarely wrong, but
I don't think so. So there you go. It's an ugly thing. It's going to get uglier. There is a guy by the name of Andy Ogles. You'll be hearing his name nationally. They've nationalized what's happening in Tennessee here, and it's going to get ugly. But again, we don't know if they're going to sue to get back in, and if they want to sue, fine, sue. Sue the people that you want to represent in Congress. Go ahead.
And here's what I don't understand. So meanwhile, all this infighting, this is how, you know, people think, oh, the midterms, the Republicans got this in the bag. It's like, psh, no. This is the way to screw it all up.
And Grace, I'm telling you, and if Tennessee, whoever wins that primary will win that district. It's overwhelmingly Republican.
Yes.
That's going to happen. The question is, what kind of a congressperson are you going to get? What kind of a Republican are you going to get?
Exactly.
But it is not so clear in places like Georgia, for example, where David Perdue just has not been able to get that Trump bump.
No.
You know, the president came to the big rally. We were honored to be able to be there. I mean, Donald Trump can only do so much. I mean, if you're a candidate,
yes,
he can campaign for you. He can give you his endorsement. But it's up to you to connect to the people.
And do the legwork.
This election, and this is why it's a weird election cycle. Normally, the midterms, yes, they're about the president, but it really is about the local issues. And I think it's about more than that this year.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake, you know, and it's one of those things. It's like if Republicans seem to find a way to always shoot themselves in the foot. I've noticed that to be a big trend. And the Democrats, you know, you kind of know what you're getting with them, but the Republicans, you just don't. In a weird way, you just don't know what you're going to get.
No, you do not. You do not. And the fact that Morgan Ortegas came here to the state simply to run, she doesn't know who General Nealon was. She doesn't know what interstate runs through her own congressional district. Local radio station did a Q&A. It just gave her a quiz. Let's see how well you know the district you want to represent. She failed. Failed the test.
This is ridiculous. I mean, that's super suspicious to me. Why come here? Why do that when you know nothing? Why do you care? Why do you want to run here?
Yeah, something smells about all of this.
Maybe they think they're so overwhelmingly red, they're just like, oh, this will be easy.
And meanwhile, you've got a court hearing underway right now, Marjorie Taylor Greene testifying, and the question is whether or not she should be disqualified for running from re-election.
Which is also ridiculous.
This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and you better pay attention. You better wake up, because it is not a done deal. This is a fight. And I don't know, if you're not going to be a fiscal conservative, and there, you know, you're going to be pro-abortion, you're going to be pro-whatever, you're going to jettison the culture war issues. What's left? What does it mean to be a Republican? And these guys are tax and spend liberals.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, they say, oh, we want to save money. We want to do this. I feel like the Republicans have been spending just as much money as anybody else.
Yeah, it's all a joke.
I mean, it's...
it's all a joke. And I just hope the joke is not on us in the midterm elections. I want to play this audio again. This is the leader of the Republicans on Capitol Hill, Kevin McCarthy, talking with Liz Cheney. McCarthy's denied everything he said he denied until this audio recording came out last night. Take a listen.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution,
and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone. Is there any chance? Are you hearing that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No one will pass the House. I think there's a chance he'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get into any conversations about Pence pardoning. Again, I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
There you go. And by the way, why was McCarthy concerned about whether President Trump would ask him about the possibility of a Pence pardon? What's that all about? So there are a lot of questions. And look, let's just get it all out there. That's why I thought we needed Republicans on the committee in the first place. Let's just get it all out there. Let's hear the truth for a change. That's all I'm asking. Let's just hear the truth. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. It's Open Line Fridays here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you're doing great wherever you might be today across this great fruited plain. 844-747-8868 is our number. Let's go to Maine. Mike listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
You know, Todd, these Republicans would screw up a one-car funeral. I'm telling you right now.
That's a good point.
They keep this up, they're going to blow the midterm. The Democrats are handing it to them, yet they insist on it's moronic what they're doing. And look, why is Trump making the shot so early in this? Let these people get out there, and let's see what they really do, okay? They're calling the shots on these people way too early. Look, you're going to end up with a rhino down there in Tennessee. Look. Ortega's came, she was born and brought up in Florida. She lived in D.C. for years. Okay, why didn't she run in Virginia? Or why didn't she run in her home state of Florida?
That's why Tennessee? You're right, she was born and raised in Florida, went to school down there, lived in Washington, D.C. over a number of years, and somebody told her, you need to move to Tennessee, and you're going to run for Congress.
Yeah,
there are plenty of conservatives down here.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, be careful. You'll end up with a rhino like we got up here in Maine named Collins. And then what happens is they send up the craziest left winger they can to run against her, and you're boxed in. You got no choice but pull the lever for the rhino.
The people like Morgan Ortega's and Robbie Starbuck, if they meet the qualifications for the ballot, hey, have at it. And part of me actually wants to see them on the ballot just so that the good people of Tennessee can send them a message that, you know, they know what they're doing and they're not going to tolerate that kind of nonsense.
Yep. So
send them packing
down there.
No. We're going to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen. Mike, thank you for the call, and we appreciate you listening to the program. Let's go to Kentucky, Pastor John. Hey, Pastor, how are you today?
Hey there, Mr. Starnes. Listen, I want to tell you something really funny. I remember that one lady caller. She sent all of her stuff back to Disney. So she inspired my son and I, and we sent about $200 worth of DVDs and souvenirs back to Disney. We sent it certified mail.
Is that right?
I need to tell you this. They sent this thing back, returned to sender, and you could tell they were angry because they blacked out their name. They blacked out everything. They didn't want anything concerning Disney, and we left a letter in there, and they sent it back. That box was brutalized. They did not want that box.
Good for you, Pastor.
I'm serious, John. I can take a picture of it and send it to you, but we need now I want somebody's name to send it to have it sent back to me messed up and everything. But, yeah, they didn't want it. You could tell.
Well, I'm telling you, that's not going to be good long-term for Disney. And, you know, we had the state lawmaker on who said, hey, look, at the end of the day, they're in hot water because Disney is going to be paying out the wazoo for just about everything. And he believes the local taxpayers are actually going to be better off under this plan anyway.
Yep, since 1965, back taxes, Todd.
Well, there you go. All right. Pastor
well,
John.
Hey, listen, Todd. Yeah. God bless you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that. All right. Well, there you go. All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. It's Friday, folks. What can I say? It's Friday. We'll be right back, America. President Biden talking to reporters out in Washington State now. I'm just going to play this and let you hear it for yourself. This is the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen.
I remember a little girl came up to me with her, I don't know where, how it happened, but I was walking outside and a woman came up with her little girl and said, she said, Mr. President, please protect Bear's ears. I said, I beg your pardon, honey? She said, please protect Bear's ears. I said, Bear's ears? She said, yes. And I knew what Bear's ears was because I've tried to take my kids in almost every national park. And I said, okay, honey. She said, promise me. Promise me. And we did. Bear's ears for us like the longest one.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
I just can't. I just can't. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Jake Paquette is with us from the great state of Arkansas. He's running for the U.S. Senate, played football for the New England Patriots and the Arkansas Razorbacks. Jake, that's the President of the United States, sir.
I mean, it's just totally humiliating. Every day is a new humiliation coming from Joe Biden. And honestly, what is it with these Democrats and the baby talk? I mean, you heard Kamala Harris do that when she was running for president for like 2 weeks back in 2019 and 2020. And I guess they think that's cute or endearing, but really it just it humiliates the executive branch. It humiliates the proud office of the President of the United States. And, you know, Todd, I just saw a tweet, you know, he went on to say in that press conference that, you know, his priority, he's going to spend billions of dollars to make every vehicle in the U.S. military climate friendly. So, I mean, my take on that is, look, Joe Biden, he won't spend money to secure our southern border or do something that's in the vital national security interest of the country, but he will spend billions of dollars to turn the M1 Abrams tank into a Prius. I mean, this is the priorities of the Democrat Party. It's totally out of step, it's out of touch, and it makes America less safe.
It is absolutely shocking. I mean, aside from the promise me, that's creepy. But the fact that he's going to spend it, and we're efforting that audio about the military as well, that's just insane. that he would spend all that money. I mean, you're right. The whole point of a military is to be big, bad, mean, and put the fear of God in people. They're to kill the bad guys and protect the country.
Well, you're exactly right. But the Democrats, they view our military as simply another avenue of their social justice agenda. I mean, that's really how they view the U.S. military. There's been a lot of very interesting books written about that, particularly in the Obama administration. But it's gotten way worse under Joe Biden. I mean, I still talk every single day to just some incredible American patriots who I served with in the Army who are still in and really who are, it's hard for them, to go to work under this commander in chief because they know they have a commander in chief who ultimately doesn't have their back. And I was very blessed to serve the entirety of my tenure on active service under President Trump. He was a commander in chief who was strong. He projected strength, not just domestically, but internationally. I knew when I was deployed in Iraq with the 101st Airborne Division that I had a commander in chief who had my back. And more importantly, the enemies of this country, the enemies that we were facing in Iraq, they knew that I had a commander in chief who had my back. And look, the enemies of this country, whether it be the Chinese Communist Party, whether it be the mullahs in Iran, whether it be North Korea, whether it be radical Islamic terrorists, all they understand is the sword. And if they don't understand, if they don't have the fear of God in them that the American president is a warrior, is a strong commander in chief, then it makes our country less safe and it makes the world less safe.
Jake, we've been playing this audio from the recording, the conversation between Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney. And clearly shows that he was telling her one thing. Publicly, he was affirming the president. Behind the scenes, he was not. And I'd like to get your take on that. That's a lot of our listeners very upset about all of this.
Well, they should be. And unfortunately, that's not just isolated to Kevin McCarthy. I mean, I'm running against someone right here in Arkansas who similarly did the same thing. He was caught on leaked audio mocking President Trump, mocking America First patriots who are concerned about the 2020 election, who are concerned about election integrity. And it's a symptom of a wider disease. You have these establishment rhinos who, they virtue signal in public. They give the talking points. They say one thing publicly, and then behind closed doors or when they think they're having a candid conversation, they say something totally at odds with their base, with their constituents, us, their voters. And one of the reasons I'm running is to narrow that gap. I mean, I think in the GOP, there's this wide chasm between the beating heart of the grassroots, the base, and our elected leaders. And we have to close that gap. We're going to save our country.
No, I think you're right. And I think, the American people are hungry. They're tired of the same old, same old. They're tired of Republicans palling around with Democrats. They want somebody who's going to get up there and take a stand and get the spending under control and stand up for the values that made this country great in the first place.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to have leaders who have the spirit of 1776, the spirit of our founding generation. I mean, any student of history, your listeners know this, they viewed political service as a sacrifice. It wasn't supposed to be something that you did for 50 years and you got rich and, you changed your family tree simply because you got elected a bunch of times. No, it's supposed to be a service. It's supposed to be a sacrifice. You get up there, you be faithful to your constituents, you be faithful to the Constitution as it was written and adopted, and then you make way for the next generation. You go and find the next generation of young, bold leaders, and you encourage them, you support them, and you have them succeed you. Unfortunately, we don't have that, and that's one of the reasons I'm excited about this cycle. Not just in November. We know it's going to be a giant red wave, but I'm excited about these primaries, especially in these red states or states that are about to flip from blue to red, because, look, there's a young, bold, powerful group of young conservative warriors who are going to help take our country back, and God willing, I'll be a part of it.
I love it. Well, Jake, we always appreciate you coming on this program. We have a lot of listeners over in Arkansas, and we wish you the very best of luck out on the campaign trail.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jake Beckett, ladies and gentlemen, and you can we've got links to all of Jake's media platforms, his website, over our live show blog, and you can access that information there. I want to go to Tom in Georgia. Tom wants to weigh in on an election integrity issue. Tom, what's going on?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on today, Todd. But first of all, I'd like to touch about the Kevin McCarthy issue. You have to look at that tree, that political tree. It was the John Boehner, Paul Ryan, and now Kevin McCarthy tree. They were all part of that. And we go back to when Trump went into office in 2017. Who does Paul Ryan have as help get selected as chief of staff? Reince Priebus, one of his college buddies in Wisconsin. And that was probably mistake number one. And so I'll just leave that alone. But now you go to election integrity here in Georgia, and I've just found this out in the last week. Our Attorney General, Chris Carr, was the one that authored that document that allowed the things to be done illegally in our election. So the question that you should ask is, okay, did he just wake up one day and say, we need this consent decree? But I got to believe somebody asked him to do it. I'm sure the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and even the governor were aware that this was all going on. That's why we need a John Gordon for Attorney General. We need a Burt Jones for Lieutenant Governor and a Perdue for Governor. I just one of those guys is so frustrated with the rhinos here in Georgia.
Well, yes, and I hear from a lot of those, and it's really I'm fascinated by what's happening in Georgia, because there really is a clear dividing line within the Republican Party there, and I'm hoping that you guys can get that worked out. Tom, do you think after the primary the Republicans are going to get behind whoever the winners are?
I hope so, but you have to understand, When you feel that you've been betrayed by your own team as badly as we were in 2020, then the question is, nobody wants Stacey Abrams, but I've got to believe we were sandbagged, or in the back of the Vietnam days, they called it fracking, where we were killed by our own people.
Mm. Friendly fire. All right, Tom, yeah. Appreciate that call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for shedding some light on that. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. By the way, our good friend Mike Lindell has some incredible offers for us over at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's our own official MyPillow store, MyPillow.com/Starnes. And Mike has some great deals. Get this, My Slippers, the most incredibly soft and comfortable slipper you will ever wear. Ever. You're going to get 50% off MyPillow slippers today. Do you have a little dog like Sweet Merlot, Grace's little pooch? Well, if so, you're going to be able to get a beautiful MyPillow doggy bed for $19.99. Actually, it's a dog bed, not a doggy bed, but it's a beautiful bed for dogs or doggies. $19.99. You got to use my promo code, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. Also, pet blankets, you're going to save 30% today. And Mike even has an incredible line of women's and men's sleepwear. It's pretty awesome. And you're going to get 50% off. It doesn't matter if it's sleepwear, loungewear, men, women, 50% off. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use my last name as the promo code. And Mike is going to give you not only some great deals, but you're also going to get a free copy of his incredible memoir. And it is a wonderful book that will really inspire you and possibly even change your life. MyPillow.com/Starnes. We'll be right back. Oh, boy. Grace Baker, this is exciting news. I just can't wait to share this with you. This is from Austin, Texas. You know, they're weird down there. That's sort of their vibe.
Keep it weird, Austin.
Keep it weird. That whole vibe is at the airport, too. It's strange. But anyway, whatever. It works for them. Anyway, Bowie High School in Austin, Texas, celebrating Pride Week.
Oh.
That's very exciting.
Very exciting.
You know, you got to celebrate all the holidays,
of
right?
Of course.
Have we checked on our audio engineer, Kyle? Is he still out in the parking lot? Can we set up a microphone out there. Let's see if there's anything happening on Earth Day. Yeah, he's still out there. Just there you go. Why are we honking the horn? We're going
to wake the neighbors.
Lord, it sounds like we've got a caravan in the parking lot. So anyway,
a little aggressive there.
Over at Pride Week.
I think he's taking the monster truck over to Austin, Texas right now. Donuts? I'd go for a donut right
now. So Pride Week at Bowie High School in Austin. They've got all sorts of great events planned, Grace Baker. I want to run some of these by you.
Oh, maybe we can use some of them.
Did you guys have a Pride? Well, you were homeschooled.
I was homeschooled.
So you guys didn't have Pride Week.
No, we did not.
Or if you did, it was a whole different thing.
Or like Homecoming Week or none of that stuff.
Because you couldn't have Homecoming because you were already there.
Exactly. Like, wow, we have a theme. Okay, I'm the only one wearing 80s themed clothing.
Really?
Well, I'm saying if we did that,
if
it
you
would
did
just
that.
Be
okay.
me.
A one-person theme. So you won all the prizes, though.
That's true.
In your yearbook, you were like most talented.
I was everything.
Smartest.
Prettiest. Most likely to succeed.
Oh, very, very good. Well, you did succeed. You're on this radio
That's
program.
That's true.
All right. Pride Week at Bowie High School includes watching Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and nail painting parties. Alex, it's not for you, Grace.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure. It could be, I guess.
I was going to say, I would be down to, you know, nail painting parties. Maybe
not
the
queer
eye.
Is that what the lesbians do, though? I mean, it seems to me that I would think this would be for, like, gay guys.
Well, are we talking, does it have to be colored nail polish? Maybe just the nail strengthener? Just the clear stuff. That would be okay.
Well, there are other things. It's a combo platter. You get Queer Eye plus coloring.
Oh, so you're coloring while you're watching it.
It's like crayons with the coloring books, I guess. And nail painting. Then they have something called a pride flag scrape painting.
Oh.
They're doing a lot of coloring. I'm not sure what's going on here, but multiple events involving coloring. Everybody's watching Queer. Oh, they're doing a pride puzzle.
What is that, a rainbow?
Skittles.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, at the Reagan dinner last night,
yes.
they had little bags. Did you see that? They had little bags of jelly beans.
I ate about half the bag.
Do you know? You know what? We've got 3 seconds here. I wonder. No, we're not. We don't have time to do a trivia question. But Grace Baker, do you know what Ronald Reagan's favorite kind of jelly bean was?
Can I just take a guess?
What was his favorite flavor?
Licorice?
Cherry's
my favorite.
No, it is licorice.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get you to guess cherry so I
could
say no.
Oh, okay. Well, cherry's my favorite, so.
I'm not a big fan of licorice.
I'm not. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I accidentally ate one. I thought it was something else and I ate it. I went, ugh.
You see, I shared this, and this is an actual quote from Reagan. He said, "You can tell a lot about a man by the way he eats his jelly beans." And I don't understand that quote. If I had had the opportunity to interview Ronald Reagan, I think I would have asked him about that.
I would have too.
What do you mean? You know what he would have said? Well, eat a jelly bean, Todd. That's what
he would make you do it.
Yeah, he would make you do it, and then he would judge you.
Wow.
And so, I mean,
I feel so self-conscious.
I know, right?
I bet he means, like, do you grab a handful or one at a time? I do one at a time, and I chew it, and I savor it, and then I get it.
See, I think that's girlish. I think that's girly.
Well, I am a girl,
and that's a great thing. That is a great thing. But I just, like, you know, scarf the... Does Kyle do that, too? Is he a one-at-a-time person?
He's one at a time, so you're calling him
girly. He doesn't
girly.
Like to mix the... We have a family member, Kyle. I can't name names, but we have a family member who will not eat food if it's touched other parts of food. So,
he's a purist.
So for Christmas one year, we got him. This is terrible.
Oh, no.
We got him one of those plates you get at like grade school with
yes.
little compartments.
I'm
we
actually like that, too.
Day.
I hate my food touching each other. As much as possible, I avoid it.
It's like an, I don't know, OCD kind of a thing. It's
yes.
really just, I
don't
mean.
Don't want the flavors mixing.
Yeah, you know.
It makes total sense. I want to eat green beans. I don't want to eat green beans and mashed potatoes together in the same bite.
That would not be good. Oh, this is not a high school. My apologies. This is, it is Bowie High School, but there's a middle school doing it too. And they're hosting Queer Week for students as young as sixth grade.
Oh, lovely.
They want them to dress in bright colors, pride colors, wear name tags with preferred pronouns and names, and protest LGBT discrimination. Who is being discriminated against here?
Well, also, do straight people not wear brightly colored clothing? I mean, Todd, you have a red shirt on.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to. That would be cultural appropriation. All right, folks, we got to get out of here today. Hey, have a great, great day. There's a lot going on all over America. ToddStarnes.com is our website. You check that out. I want to thank Grace and Kyle. Folks, whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.